back with Eddie and Rocky. And Rock, we're all rich. Rich, I tell you.
Yes, we invested all of our fortunes in GameStop the other day.
Right.
And we're doing good for a while, and now not so much.
But... Right. But those are called meme stocks.
Yeah, and it got popular a couple years ago, like 2021. Yeah. All of a sudden, there's this guy on the he's like real famous on the internet. He bought a bunch of stocks.
Yeah.
Roaring Kitty is his Twitter handle there, and he had bought like video game stock for $53,000. Somehow flipped it, made a bunch of money. And GameStop hasn't turned a profit in a long time. So it's all kind of online. Very confusing in my book. But
well, they drive the price up.
Right.
And they keep buying it, drive the price up, right, buy the price up, and boom, sell, boom.
Right. Yeah. And flip it and make a profit.
But, you know, that's our amateur take on it.
Right.
Let's talk to a fellow who knows exactly what we're talking about here, our good friend Jay Ratliff. And Jay, did we kind of get close to what's happened, what these meme stocks are? Or I'm sure there's a lot more to it than what we just said, but what's going on here?
Well, good afternoon, guys. And yeah, you did very well. In fact, the descriptions, the accounts, kind of the play-by-play there was spot on in a lot of regards. And Rocky, you're right, it kind of began, if you will, back in 2020. We've got the pandemic going on. A lot of people are looking at day trading because they're home, and you've got a lot of people on social media. And when you had somebody that was kind of leading the charge here on various stocks, the idea was certain stocks would be mentioned, they would be touted on social media, and the next thing that you know, you would see a lot of buying taking place on these securities, and they would inflate the value of the stock, causing it to become incredibly overvalued. And those betting on the stock that it would drop ended up being in trouble. And it made a few people a lot of money, and it cost people a lot of money in a much, much bigger number. In fact, anytime we're talking about meme stocks, I want Jaws music to be cued in the background because the idea, a lot of times these individuals would see stocks and, you know, years ago, I was warning individuals about it, as I'm doing now. They would see something about, hey, keep an eye on GameStop or Tupperware or AMC, whatever it might happen to be. And what would happen would be they'd lay off. The stock's trading about 20, 23 bucks a share, whatever. And all of a sudden, it goes up to 30, 35. Next thing you know, it's at 60, 65. And they tend to jump in somewhere in that second, third day range when the stock is, you know, 2 to 3 times where it was at the week before. The problem is that's when the pivot takes place, the selling takes place. And the stock that you bought at $48, $58 a share, $58, whatever it might happen to be, is now being valued at $40, $39, $37. So instead of individuals taking the loss and saying, okay, you know, I'm backing out of it, they instead buy more, thinking, well, if it was a good deal at $58, it's got to be a great deal at $38. And as we're talking right now, GameStop's down 25% today to $29.45 a share as of this moment and continues to drop back to where it was at before. There's a term that we use in trading called pump and dump, where you've got in certain individuals or companies that will promote, normally through social media, email, what have you, a certain stock symbol. And there'll be a lot of interest, and all of a sudden you'll see it go up on no news whatsoever. Many times a company will even come out and say, we normally don't comment on the movement of our stock. It's our policy. But, you know, the stock price is up 283%, and there's no reason for it. In other words, there's not some coming news or something like that that, in essence, justifies this kind of increase in the value of our stock. And a lot of people will sell, and they lose it. And the bottom line, guys, is, you know, look, I've used, what, 11 stocks in the last 9 days. My portfolio is up 20% in that time, and I've not chased one single meme stock at all. But the problem is, a lot of times when these individuals buy shares, they have no clue what their exit strategy is going to be. So, and I hear from people on non-meme and meme stocks where guys will say, hey, I just bought this stock at this price, and my question is always, that's great, what are you going to do with it? Or when are you going to sell it? What profit are you looking to get? And they look at you and just kind of shrug your shoulders and, I don't know, I'm just going to hang on to it for a while to see what's going to happen. And what happens is the stock may go up, and now they're up $7,000. and they don't sell it. Well, it drops back to four. Now it's $3,000 profit. Well, they're not going to sell it now because it was at seven. Well, now they're $1,000 down, and they're not going to sell because, and all of a sudden you've got the emotion of the moment that's dictating what's going on. And you've always got to, and we talk about this so many times, the three of us, you have to have a strategy on where you're going to get into a stock and where you're going to get out, if it's a profit or a loss, so that you have the checklist that prevents you from having emotion take over. And these meme stocks are nothing but emotion, and they need to be avoided at all costs.
And it seems that there are always stocks that of companies that don't really have any value, right? Like GameStop, BlackBerry.
Yep.
So, I mean, is this like a coordinated cabal of people get together and say, hey, look, we're going to target this stock. This company is worth nothing, but we're all going to get together. People are going to see that. They're going to dump in, and then we pull out. Is it coordinated to that kind of efficiency?
Well, I mean, you would think so, but no. I mean, to be honest, this is an unorganized group of individuals that play father leader of maybe two, three, four people. And when those two or three, four people with a significant following say which stocks they're going to go after, all the focus is on them. The people that are trading these stocks are simply sitting around waiting for somebody to tell them which ones to go after. And as they do, what tends to take place is they jump in when this stock is quite a bit above where it was at, and now they're buying a stock at an incredibly inflated price. And normally it's a short period of time before that drops back, and people aren't going to sell as it retracts. What they're going to do is buy more of the shares, and now they're in even more trouble than they were before, simply because they're trying to make a quick buck, and they're trying to have somebody do the work for them, and they're simply just, again, playing follow the leader blindly with their money. And that's one of the scary things about it. I mean, look, I may day trade, but I'm very, very conservative in my approach, as is with my students as I teach, and you only use a small amount on any given stock. And so many of these people, when they get tied into emotion on these meme stocks, all of a sudden now they're using a great deal of their money. They have access to it online, unlike any time before, where they can jump in and buy, and then all of a sudden their portfolio is down because they've got everything in one stock, and it's down 28-30%. And now it's down so far, they can't sell it. And Rocky, you're so right, because these companies many times don't have the value that's going to justify a share price of $40, $50, $60 a share, and it's going to go right back. Guys, last month, GameStop was $10 a share. And there's a reason it's a $10 stock, because of, you know, the challenges they have operationally. The idea that that thing was up to almost $70 a share 2 days ago is just nuts. And that's the other reason you just need to back off. It's just, you just have to, because we see that kind of volatility in stocks where the companies are based in China. Leave those alone. And we're seeing the same thing with these meme stocks. The only difference between now and 4 or 5 years ago is the number of these are far fewer than what they were before. And, you know, it's, on the day that the Dow hits 40,000, I think it's a little bit below that now, that's a history time. We're talking about meme stocks, which are, you know, anything to do with investing. It's just a matter of people playing follow the leader and hoping they're going to, it's like buying a lottery ticket. There's absolutely no reason to do it.
So, Jay, and we're talking to Jay Ratliff. And, Jay, let me ask you, I've always wondered about this. Let's use GameStop as an example. Mm-hmm. How much money needs to go at that to start moving that meter up? How much money needs to come at it to drive the price up?
Well, it's all going to depend on the market and how many people are buying versus, you know, what the sellers are going to do on the stock. And there's a perceived market value for various securities, and as a result, the price is going to be out there, and if people buy it, the cost is just going to keep going up as they keep offering shares, not at the previous price, but at a higher price. And then, well, people will buy it there. Let's offer it at an even higher. And the next thing you know, the stock is going up with such a velocity that there's a trading halt that kicks in. We call it a volatility halt that automatically stops the trading of a stock if it either goes up or goes down too fast. And they normally last about 10 or 15 minutes, and then they resume. And a lot of times all that does is add to the frenzy of, oh, I got to get on this stock that's going up. Again, emotion driving the car here. And you see these stocks that will jump up 200-300% sometimes. game stock, which is GME, if you do a like a five-year chart on this bad boy, you will see that there was a period of time it was $18, $20 a share, and in short order it was trading at $120 a share. That's nice. How crazy this stock was back in 2020, 2021, and it's the same sort of thing now. It's not as I guess, volatile now as it was then. But it was crazy, and so many people lost so much money that you would think that many people would have learned their lesson. But the thought is, oh, no, I'm gonna get into it this time, and this time I'm going to make money.
I'm going to win it back.
This time it's going to work.
Oh, Lord. It's Warren Buffett said it best when he said, trading stocks has nothing to do with anything more than temperament. It's not intelligence. It's how you handle your emotions as you proceed. And, guys, that's it. If in sports, Rocky, you can't play too emotional because right. It's going to affect your performance. And, Arthur Ashe used to say that his performance was always dictated by how upset or emotional the other person could be. That's why he played as he did, kind of in a non-emotional way. It was what he did. And I've seen people try to, be too emotional in whatever line of work, and it normally works against them. And when you're trading stocks, I promise you, it's going to work against you.
Well, and I like what you said at the beginning, when you buy a stock, what's your plan for it? And most people don't have one. They're just, I'll just keep
right.
it in there
right.
and, for a while. Well, what is the definition of a while? There's no,
right.
You got to have some parameters. I think that's a pretty good strategy.
Well, Rocky, people tell them when to buy it, and I guess they're waiting for people to tell them when to sell it. And you can't do that. It's like if you buy a stock and you like it, you say, if this one gives me 20%, I'm going to be thrilled doing a Snoopy dance. But then it goes up 20%, and they're like, oh, my gosh, if I sell it, it's going to keep going up. It's that greed that kicks in.
Well, then if it
goes down, fear takes over, and they don't want to sell it out of fear. And, if you're going to have a game plan, you can make a ton of money trading stocks. If you're sitting around waiting to see which way the wind blows or somebody to tell you what to do, don't get anywhere near it.
Well, it's like the old adage, people, hate losing more than they like winning. It would pain them more to sell that stock at $20 a share, and then tomorrow it goes up to $35. Who cares the fact that they made $10,000 on it? They look at it, well, I actually lost $10,000 because it should be worth $20. You know what I'm saying? Like it's that kind of thinking just kills them.
It does, and I teach behavioral economics to my students about the mindset of how you can go about making a lot of money trading stocks, and you've really got to rein that in, because you don't need to worry about what happens to a stock, because am I going to be upset if I make 22% on a stock and it goes up the next 3 days? I don't care, because I did what I set out to do, and now I'm looking for another stock I can do that with. This idea of what if drives you not only crazy, but it can affect your performance when you're trading stocks. So, so much of this is just a matter of it's like people that have the long-term, I call them the buy, hold, and pray portfolios. I'm not a big fan of them, but you don't want to change that every 3 months. The people that know what they're doing say, look, every year, every 2 years, monitor that, see if you need to make some slight corrections. But the idea of constantly changing which direction you're going in is like having a new coach every third week of a professional team. You're not going to make any progress because you're constantly retooling for a different direction, and that's never going to work.
All right. Jay, always a pleasure, always informative.
Yes.
We appreciate it, man. People want to find out more. Where can they go?
Just jratliff.com. That's the easiest way to reach me. And if anybody's interested in the classes, we've got the class starts there. But also, if anybody's having any airline issues where they need some help with that, use that same website to get a hold of me, and we'll make sure the airlines are held accountable.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jay.
Our good friend, Jay Ratliff.